The U.S. government continues to revise its immigration policy, and it's not just people caught crossing the border that are feeling the effects. Targets are also on the backs of people who came here the legal way, by following the laws and policies established by decades of politics and progress. Because now, those laws and policies are rapidly changing as part of the current America First movement, led by the executive branch, tolerated by the legislative branch, and stamped with approval by the courts. For instance, last year, the current presidential administration rescinded the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. That program, announced by the previous U.S. president in 2012, allowed undocumented children and youth the opportunity to receive a renewable 2-year period of deferred action from deportation and eligibility to receive a work permit. Though it wasn't necessarily a direct path to citizenship, it was a step in that direction, and the youth applicants had to stay out of legal trouble to be eligible for the popular program. But that program was taken away in September last year. Another program significantly reduced by the current administration is what's known as the Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. According to the American Friends Service Committee, a Quaker organization that works for social justice, Temporary Protected Status is a program that allows foreign nationals to remain in the United States if something catastrophic happens in their own country while they're in the United States that prevents their safe return. The program protects them from deportation and allows them to work legally in the United States on a temporary basis. It does not grant permanent residence. In the past year, these protections have been ripped away from foreign nationals from 7 countries: Sudan, Haiti, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Syria, Nepal, and Honduras, countries that were initially destabilized by natural disasters, wars, and U.S. foreign policy. On its website, the American Friends Service Committee wrote that, quote, "These moves continue a series of cruel attacks on immigrants in the U.S. that rip apart families and hurt our communities." Honduras was added to the scrapped list just last month, and that country represents the second largest group of foreign nationals who have benefited from the program at 86,000 people. Hondurans in the program will have until January 2020 to leave the United States, according to the New York Times. At its peak, TPS benefited more than 400,000 people from 10 countries. Now it's down to 3 countries. This week, the Houston Chronicle published a story about another group of immigrants that will likely lose what they've previously gained, the H-1B visa holders. About 100,000 spouses of H-1B visa-holding U.S. workers are being targeted by the current administration's, quote, "Buy American, Hire American" executive order signed last spring. An H-1B visa is a temporary employer-sponsored visa program for highly skilled foreign workers. It is one of the nation's largest temporary employment visa programs, according to the Chronicle. Previously, their spouses, if they were undocumented or not U.S. citizens, they were not allowed to work. A Houston Chronicle article written by Alina Naharo profiled the personal story of Manasa Kaganda, wife of an H-1B visa recipient. Even though she was a trained software analyst at a pharmaceutical company in her native India, Manasa was not allowed to work here. She used her free time to get a second master's degree at the University of Houston, Clear Lake. In 2015, 1 year after she came to Houston, Barack Obama changed the law, paving the way for what's called H-4EAD permit, which is tied to her husband's H-1B visa. If he loses his visa, she loses hers. In the meantime, Manasa's permit allows her to work here as she and her husband continue the decades-long process of waiting for their green cards, a process that is determined by a lottery process that the current president has proposed doing away with. The legal pathways for foreign nationals and undocumented people who come to live here, work here, and become Americans is being ever more restricted, closed, and blocked by the U.S. government. This story was co-written by me and Tori Mercer for The People's News. I'm Brandon Moeller.